Chapter 7. The Twins Learn About the Project. A few weeks later, Jonathan got a phone call from Blanca. "Rafa and I will be in Valencia for the weekend," she said. "Our cousin is a Ferrero artist. He knows that Rafa loves art, and so he has invited us to help him build a fire. Would you and Jody like to help too?" "What's a Ferrero artist, and what's a fire?" Jonathan asked. "Meet us at this address and you'll see," said Blanca. She gave Jonathan the address of an old workshop. The twins found the workshop. It was very big, and the floor was covered with wood, glue and paint. There were lots of artists working in different parts of the building. Finally, the twins saw Rafa and Blanca. They were all pleased to see each other. "Las Fallas is one of the biggest festivals in our country," Blanca explained. "Every March, there are fireworks and celebrations in Valencia. Artists work for many months making enormous, beautiful fallas. They can be sculptures of a person or an event, made from wood or papier-mâché. From the night of the 14th of March, the work is displayed, and the judges vote for their favourites. They give prizes for the best ones. There are fireworks and celebrations for 4 days. Then, on the 19th of March, all the fires are set on fire."
"What? You spend months building something and then you burn it?" Jonathan said, very surprised.
"That's terrible." Blanca tried to explain. "The festival represents rebirth," she said. "We're burning away the winter to welcome the spring." But the twins didn't really understand this.
"This festival sounds like a lot of fun," said Jody. "In Australia, the biggest festival we have is Farm Show Day, and prizes are given for the biggest sheep or the fattest pig. But then we eat them, so maybe it isn't so different after all." Everyone laughed at this comparison.
"It's spectacular," said Rafa. "My cousin Victor and his team are building a fire for the competition. Everyone is working on a different section. When all the parts are ready, they'll put it together outside because it's too big to build in here. They're going to display it in your neighbourhood." Rafa then introduced the twins to a blonde-haired man. The man was wearing dirty jeans.
"This is my cousin, Victor, the artist. He's controlling the project," Rafa continued. "He started it only a few weeks ago, so he needs a lot of help to finish in time for the festival."
"Hi, guys," said Victor. "Do you like our country? You two can come and watch us anytime."
"Thanks, we will," said Jonathan.
The twins spent the rest of the afternoon at the workshop. Rafa came and sat with Jody.
"How's your father's research progressing?" he asked.
"I don't know. He's always very busy," Jody said. "He comes home very late every night from his laboratory."
"Have you ever been to his laboratory?" asked Rafa quietly.
"No, but my dad says the university is beautiful and we should visit him there," Jody answered.
"Would you like to go?
It will be nicer than staying in this smelly workshop.
I'll ask Dad."
"That sounds great. We'll be back in Valencia soon. Maybe we could go then," said Rafa.
He turned to Jody and took her hand.
"We were lucky to meet you two at the airport," he said. "Blanca likes your brother, and I think you already know that I really like you."
Jody's face became red, and she didn't know what to say. Should she tell Rafa about Paul?
"Look, Rafa," Jody began. But she didn't finish her sentence because suddenly her brother fell to the ground.
"Jonathan has fainted," Blanca shouted.
His face became white. He started trembling and then he fell to the floor. Rafa moved Jonathan nearer to the door.
"He needs more air," he said.
Blanca got some water and soon Jonathan opened his eyes.
"What happened, Jonathan?" asked Jody, worried.
"I suddenly saw a wall of fire and heard people shouting, and then everything went black," said Jonathan, looking at Jody.
"Nothing like this has ever happened to me before."
Jody knew that this was a much stronger telepathic feeling than her brother usually had.
"Maybe it was the fumes from the paint and the glue," said Blanca, helping Jonathan get up.
"There isn't much fresh air in the workshop."
"Blanca's right," Rafa said. "Let's go outside."
On the way home, Jonathan asked Jody,
"Did you really invite Rafa to Dad's office?
I don't think that's a good idea. I didn't want to say anything in the workshop, but before I fainted, I saw Rafa's face in the flames and he was laughing. I don't like him."
"Well, I do," said Jody angrily. "You think everyone is suspicious. There's nothing mysterious about your vision. You fainted because there was no air in that workshop. You were thinking about fire because Las Fallas is the festival of fire.
I don't know why you don't like Rafa. He's handsome and interesting, and he likes me.
And Jonathan, he told me that Blanca likes you."
Jonathan's face became red, but he didn't say anything else.